Utah Governor Gary Herbert announced his appointment of Roland E. Cook as the new executive director of the Department of Corrections. Cook is a retired chief deputy for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office and a national trainer on administrative best practices for jail administrators. In a prepared statement, the governor said, with an extensive background in managing inmate populations and a solid understanding of local government and the county jail system, Roland is well prepared to take the Department of Corrections to the next level. With more than 2,200 employees, the Utah Department of Corrections oversees the Utah State Prison and adult probation and parole functions. Additional functions include a training academy for cadets, an investigations bureau, and the sex offender registry. Sheriff Dave Edmonds was one of three finalists for the Department of Corrections job. While it's a job he would have liked to have had, he says it's the governor's choice.
The governor's got to have full faith and confidence in the person that he picks or the people that he picks on his cabinet, and Clearly, he decided that I wasn't the guy right now. So, hey, I mean, that's his prerogative.
When asked if he thought he may have been overlooked for the job, given the controversy that followed when he sent a letter to the White House as president of the Utah Sheriff's Association, saying they wouldn't have forced presidential orders that they find contrary to the Second Amendment, Edmonds couldn't say.
That would be rampant speculation on my part, but perhaps it did. And if that's the case, so be it. That was a letter that was submitted by the Sheriff's Association as a group. I was the president. I was asked to author the letter. It went through several iterations. And, at the end of the day, if that's what precluded me from getting the job, so be it.
He will continue to serve out his term, which expires in 2014, and does not plan to run for re-election.
Three terms of sheriff's enough, and it's been a real honor and a real pleasure. And I still got 2 years, a year and a half left in this term, and I plan on serving that out and servicing the citizens of Summit County to the best of my abilities.
However, he says he always keeps an eye open for another opportunity.
I think you're foolish if you don't, but I certainly don't have any idea what that would be at this point, and I'm certainly not looking. I don't have anything else that I'm even looking at right now.
That's Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.